Hi, my name is Libby, a student at TCC West Campus. I will be walking you through the interview today. I also have Jillian, a student at TCC West Campus, who will be recording and taking notes and coming up with follow-up questions to make sure we cover all areas needed during our session. We will be interviewing Albatul Almugalik, an ESL student at Tulsa Community College in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thank you for agreeing to speak with us today. Today we will learn about Albatul and her transition to the United States and what it is like to be an ESL student. Our interview will last about 30 minutes, and this interview will be recorded and available to the public through the Oklahoma State University Archives if you agree to all terms and conditions. Thank you for your time, Albatul. First things first, I have a stutter, so if you hear that, I'm sorry. That's just how I talk sometimes. Anyways, the first question is, how are you today?
Feel good. Okay? I'm good, thank you.
It's all good? Okay. So when's your birthday and how old are you?
September 17th, 2001, and 18 years old.
So you're like the same age as we are?
No.
So since you're an ESL student, where's your native country?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. And what city are you from? Or what part of Saudi Arabia?
Eastern province, okay. Dammam.
Okay. Yeah. What does your day-to-day look like? Do you wake up and just go to school, or do you have a job?
Sorry?
Your day-to-day?
Oh, I only go to school. I don't have a job.
You don't have a job or anything?
No, nothing.
Mm. Do you have your family here?
Yeah, my sister and her husband and two daughters.
Okay. Do you live with them?
Mm-hmm.
Did they all come down here with you when you moved over?
No, they was here and I came here with them.
You did? So yeah. they were here first?
Yeah, for mm-hmm. 1 year, I think.
Do they attend TCC or do they have jobs or what do they do down here?
My brother-in-law is studying PhD in TU.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And my sister is...
She stays with the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a job in Saudi Arabia, or did you just go to school there?
No, I just graduated from high school, so...
So you lived in Saudi Arabia through high school and then came here for college?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So why did you choose TCC out of all the colleges in America?
First, you know, my sister was here, mm-hmm. So I came with her. And I've heard about it, ESL classes,
mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Pretty much it was convenient because your sister and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So how are you able to attend TCC? Do you just drive here by yourself or?
No, I have a primary, Lenses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I came with my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's it. I don't have a car.
Yeah, so he drives you.
Yeah.
Do you have a major or know what you want to do after college?
After ESL classes, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to study psychology.
Oh, okay.
In TCC. Here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what made you want to attend a community college instead of a TU or an OU like your brother-in-law?
Well, I think I don't know how to say it. I'm sorry.
You're good.
Because I feel free to stay here because mm-hmm. I've been here 1 year in TCC.
Yeah.
So I think it will be better for me.
So when did you move from Saudi Arabia to Oklahoma?
Last summer.
Wow. So did you know any English going into that?
Well, I've been come here to USA mm-hmm. before, yeah. So I know a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Your English is really good. That's
thank
crazy.
You.
I would not be the same way. How did your expectations at TCC compare? Like, did you have an expectation going into TCC, or is it everything you thought it would be?
I don't know. I didn't get it. So.
Yeah. So. When you came from Saudi Arabia to Tulsa, mm-hmm. did you expect it to be the way it is, or did you expect something different?
No, I expect
that's you expected going to it. Be. Yeah. A lot different. Are you involved at all at TCC, or do you just go to class?
I only go to class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever want to get involved with some student life things, or just don't really know how?
No, I don't want to. I'm just going to my classes and that's it.
Yes, I agree with that.
How does it differ from Saudi Arabia, like high school there and college here? Like, what are the main differences?
Oh, a lot. First thing, the school right there, it's separate the girls alone and the boys alone. Oh. So, it's different here to wearing my hijab all the day.
Yeah.
There, I don't have to wear my hijab. And also, the teachers. Here, I think they're teaching, they love to cheat, to mm-hmm. teach. So, yeah. I think they're good at it. In Saudi, it's... I don't say that they are bad in teaching, but not like here.
It's just a lot different.
Yeah.
This is more thorough, you would say.
Sorry?
More like the teachers teach more in depth here.
Yeah.
Go over stuff more.
Yeah, here yeah. more.
Mm-hmm. Do you get along with the other students in your class?
Not so much.
Not much?
Just a little, yeah.
Yeah, here and there.
I'm not that kind of person, that mm-hmm. outgoing person.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Do you think TCC is a diverse place with multiple different kinds of people, or do you think it's more just people from Oklahoma?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people here from international students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think, yeah, there's students.
Yeah. What's your favorite class here at TCC?
Speaking.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we learn a lot in it. Because I had a problem before. I can understand you, but mm-hmm. I can't talk to you. Like, I yeah. afraid to mm-hmm. say something wrong. Or
yeah, you don't have to worry about that. It's okay. Are you going to go back to Saudi Arabia for anything after college, or do you plan on staying here?
I think I'm going back to Saudi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To college.
Do you have like lots of family there, or do you just pretty much talk to the people who are in Oklahoma?
No, I have my family, a lot mm-hmm. of family there.
Do you miss them?
Lots.
Yes. For sure.
Yeah, my parents, mm-hmm. all of them, my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here alone, so.
Yeah.
Only my sister. Yeah.
Was it nerve-wracking to leave Saudi Arabia and come down here for college?
Yes. It was difficult to
me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
What do you want to do with your degree in Saudi Arabia, your psychology degree? What would you want to do down there?
I haven't decided yet, but I think I want to work in a hospital, mm-hmm. like for the psychology's section.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Do you think... I read a few things on, like, the New York Times and stuff like that about gender roles and how different they are from Saudi Arabia to America. So, like, what is, like, the key things that are different between being a woman and a man here than they are in Saudi Arabia, if there is anything?
Yeah, there is. Last year was... the only year that women drive in Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
So yeah, it was a lot of difference mm-hmm. between the man and the woman in Saudi. But in America, there is, I don't think there is a difference
really?
Between the man and woman, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool here to be a woman.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think people in America take it for granted what freedoms and what gender roles we have here? Or do you think we're appreciative of it enough?
I don't know. I didn't think about it that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's a lot different. It's crazy. How long of a drive is it to get from where you live to this campus?
10 minutes to 15.
So you live here in Tulsa?
No, Owosso.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's in New York.
So pretty close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any pets or anything?
No.
You don't have any pets?
No. I like cats, but no.
In Saudi Arabia, like, what was your day like?
I used to go to school, you know, high school. I wasn't work. I don't have work, and that's it. And go back to home and study. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Did you play any sports or anything, or what kind of sports do they play in Saudi Arabia?
No, I wasn't. Saudis people, most of them don't do sports.
Really?
Yeah. You know, hot weather, and there's not a lot of gyms there.
Mm.
So, I wasn't doing any sport there.
In schools in Saudi Arabia, oh my god, I'm sorry. Saudi Arabia, so they didn't play sports. Did they do like a lot of academic things?
Only boys who had the sports. Boys did. Yeah, it's all dudes. It's a men's place. Yeah.
Wow. It's way different.
Yeah.
What are like some key components that are completely different from there than they are here? What are some key components that are like way different from Saudi Arabia to America, other than the gender roles?
What's key components?
Like, what are the big differences?
Oh, the big differences. The people.
Mm-hmm.
Here in U.S., everyone is nice to each other.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and Saudi is not like. Even the smallest thing, you can't smile to a man mm-hmm. in Saudi Arabia. But here,
wow.
If you didn't smile, they would think that you are rude.
For sure.
They will thought that you are into this man or something like that, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine not smiling at people all the time.
Yeah, so... So if you saw Saudi people in here, don't smile.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. That's our normal. Culture there.
Yeah. It's the culture.
Yeah.
How people interact. In Saudi Arabia, is there lots of places where there isn't like buildings and lots of people everywhere, or is it like very crowded and populations heavy?
No. I don't think Saudi is a very have a population problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, we have places to go everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the architecture and things different there than they are here in Oklahoma? Like how the buildings look?
Oh yeah, different. In here in the U.S., the house is here built with the. Different kind,
mm-hmm.
and there is a we build it with the you know the rock or, I don't know what it's called that, and the shape of the house
mm-hmm.
are two different so different, because in Saudi we used to have to close the house that mm-hmm. there is I don't know what it's called
the walls.
Yeah, walls around the house.
Uh-huh.
So the woman can get out without hijab.
Yeah.
So, and here we don't have, mm-hmm. like, only the house. Nothing yeah. around it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So here in America, people tend to live with, like, their families only. Like, their mom, dad, and the kids and everything. In Saudi Arabia, do you guys have, like, your whole family living in one house, or is it mainly just your mom and dad and your siblings?
No, it's the same.
It's the same there?
Yeah.
There's some similarities. What is the hardest thing going from Saudi Arabia to America?
Leaving my parents,
yeah.
my family, my friends.
For sure.
And also the, you know, it's different, the food.
Mm-hmm.
We have to eat halal food.
Yeah.
So I can't, I'm here like a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. I can't eat anything here.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of difficult to me.
Yeah. Would you say the food in Saudi Arabia is more healthy? And
no.
No?
No.
Really?
Well, kind of. Because mm-hmm. here in U.S., the I'm sorry. The most popular dish here is burger and hot dogs, those things. But in Saudi Arabia, it's rice and, you know, kebab, if you know it.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to eat here?
Here?
Yeah.
I can't eat as all of you. I only can eat in Taco Bell beans or something like that. Yeah, I told you, I'm like a vegetarian here. So. Yeah. Only halal food, only halal restaurant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
What was your favorite thing to eat in Saudi Arabia? Or what's one thing you miss the most having at Saudi Arabia?
In Saudi Arabia? Of course, I told you my friend and my family. And the food.
The food.
Yeah. I can't eat here. Mm. So.
What kind of things would you and your friends do during the day or in the summer?
We can hang out there, you know, coffee shop. A malls, we can hang out in each other's houses. Mm-hmm. That's it, I think.
So it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever do anything outside with your friends, like swimming or hiking or anything in the summer?
Yeah, swimming with my friends in Saudi.
The swimsuits in Saudi Arabia, are they the same as the swimsuits here?
It will be, if we were going to swim in a pool, it will be a private pool for us. So it's okay to wear everything you want.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear, you know, like my hijab or something. Yeah. It's okay. Can wear anything. But if it was, it wasn't private, you should wear, you know, hijab. Something like that.
So you said your major was psychology. Did you want to help like children with the psychology thing, or would you want to more gear it towards older people, or like what area of psychology have you thought about?
Children. Yeah.
Pediatric stuff.
Yeah. So be nice.
How long are you going to have to attend college here?
In TCC? It will be 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah. And the rest of it, I think I'm going to take it in TU after taking a scholarship.
Yeah.
If I get it.
Of course.
Yeah.
I have a friend that is in the psychology program at TU, and she really likes it a lot.
So
you should enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said you would get a job back at home with your degree, correct?
Yeah, in Saudi.
Have you made any close friends in Oklahoma yet?
No.
Not too close?
Well, I have friends.
Yeah.
But I'm not that kind. I told you I'm not outgoing person, so only in this class. So if I saw them outside, I'm just like... I don't see
you. Yeah, but you don't know them. That's normal. People do that here too. What time are we at? Okay. Do you have any more questions?
What kind of pets would you have in Saudi Arabia? Like, what is like a normal pet that someone would have?
In Saudi, most people don't have a pet. Because it's not allowed in Islam. You can't have you can't touch the pet skin, you know, the hair or something, because you can't pray if you have it in your skin or your clothes. So most people don't have it, and if they have, they will have it just only outside, not inside of the house. So
interesting.
I don't think so. I'll have a cat or a dog or something like that.
Is there multiple different religions in Saudi Arabia, or is it just mainly Islamic people?
Only Islam, I think.
Really?
Because it's a Muslim country.
That's a lot different than America, because there's so many different kinds of religions people.
Did you find whenever you came here that anyone was, like, judged you in a way, or...?
I know people always look at me like, because I'm different, I know.
Yeah.
But no one have told me something like you're, like, judge me or something.
No. That's good. Has anyone ever been extremely rude to you for being from a different place or anything like that?
No. Thank God, no.
Yeah. So your experience has been good so far?
Yeah.
And you've enjoyed it? That's good.
Yeah, for sure. I'll tell you, here in America, everyone is kind to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Just different. Mm-hmm. I had a question in my head and I forgot it. So your brother-in-law and your sister are married, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, did they have like a traditional American wedding or did they get married in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, they get married in Saudi Arabia.
What is a wedding like there compared to here?
A woman is alone and the man is alone, the weddings. It's kind of like a party here. You know, the parties, you know, it's like loud music and everyone dancing and a bride with a beautiful dress, white dress. In a, we got our weddings in a hall, big hall. You know, not like here in a church sometimes or something like that. I don't know. So yeah, that's it. Our weddings, and we have a meal to eat with all the family.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you stay with your religious beliefs while you're living here and go to a church here or anything like that?
Here?
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't. Because I'm a Muslim.
Yeah.
So, I can't go. Yeah. It's okay if I go, but, what should I do if
yeah.
I can't pray, I can't do anything there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But in Saudi Arabia, that was a big part of your life, was the church and everything.
In Saudi, we have a mosque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, everyone goes to mosque to pray to. Yeah, that's it.
Is there people in Saudi Arabia who don't worship anything, or would they get in trouble if they didn't?
The what? Sorry.
If people in Saudi Arabia don't go to the mosque, or like, does everyone go? Is there some people who choose not to, or do they have that freedom?
No, it's okay if you didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
It's for you.
Okay.
It's up to you. If you want to go, you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. They get a choice.
Yeah.
What did your dad do again? Did you already tell us that as a job?
My father's job is, a mechanic in an airplane.
Oh, okay.
He used to. Right now is something related to that, but he's not doing it right now.
Did your mom have a job or did she stay home?
Yeah, she's working at school,
mm-hmm.
but she's not a teacher. She's in the how to say it, like the
administration.
I don't know how to say it in English. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You don't have to worry about it. So you're going TCC for 2 years and then hopefully going to TU, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you more excited about going to TU or more nervous about it?
In TU, you mean? Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm nervous, of course, because I'm nervous for my scholarship. Mm-hmm. If I didn't get it, I can't go to TU.
Yeah. And student life is way different.
It's too expensive to do for myself.
Mm-hmm. And it's way different from going to a community college to a university.
Yeah, two different will be a big place.
And yes.
A big classes, a lot of people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Students there are different.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them live on campus and that's their home, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot different.
Oh, yeah.
But it should be good and exciting.
Yeah, I heard that there is a lot of Saudis there,
so
I'm excited to see someone like me.
There definitely is. I went and visited my friend there, and she has a friend from Saudi Arabia, and he really enjoys it.
Yeah,
and
I heard
really
that
nice.
There's a lot, right there.
There's a lot of different people there.
Mm-hmm.
What time are we at? Okay. So those are pretty much all my questions. And
Is there anything else you would like to say or talk about? Anything you think that we missed?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming and being part of it.
You're
really
welcome.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Thank you.